Meanwhile, the United Nations Refugee Agency is reporting today a changing pattern of displaced persons from Zimbabwe entering into South Africa. Since the June 27th presidential runoff vote, more refugees are crossing the border, among them an increasing number of families and torture victims. UNHCR spokesperson Yusuf Hassan told us more about the situation on the ground.
Previously, most of the people who came to South Africa from Zimbabwe were young people looking for better opportunities. But we're increasingly seeing whole families, women and children, crossing into South Africa with claims that they have experienced political violence of one form or another. And definitely there are people who say that they have either been beaten by the ruling party's youth wingers or supporters of the ruling party and had to flee their homes. And the general story they give is also killings of relatives and attacks on their homes. Many say that their houses have been burnt down by these militia groups from the ruling party. Well, we're working with the South African authorities and a number of NGO partners to assist them as much as we can. We have a presence in the border and we are monitoring the situation. We are providing additional support to Zimbabweans who are arriving in South Africa. And we're here to provide them with the legal and social support that they need.